which is already what people see her as. So it's not a new take. It's not fresh. It's not interesting. And it most certainly isn't, you know, an interesting or realistic take, because we all know everyone is multidimensional. Our icons are no exception. And I do want to get into a little bit why I'm talking about this.
Okay, so we're really trying to like make, you know, the editing job really easy this time. And so even if I burp, we're leaving it in.
Okay, sounds amazing. Okay, what I really wanted to talk about, this is going to be a chill episode. I feel like our episodes are getting smaller and smaller, but like in a good way. I feel like they can be really episodic and digestible, but also different sizes, like variety. We could do hour long, we could do 20 minutes, and it will be fine.
Yeah, we're very diverse these days.
We're so versatile, so different, so unique. After all, our Spotify Wrapped came in 20 countries.
Yes, let's talk about it. We just hit 1K plays, I saw on Anchor. Yes, and then we had some pretty good statistics on our Spotify Wrapped. So go us.
Yeah, I think episode 8 was our most like listened to or streamed episode, which shocked me because it is and was for a long time the very first episode. So that means we beat our first episode, which is good, obviously, to maintain that.
Yay. What was growth. Episode 8?
I don't know.
Period. I know, like, well, I asked on Instagram, I asked, like, what people's favorite episodes were, and a lot of people said the Elvis Speaks one was their favorite.
Oh, maybe that's episode 7. I know I have them all written down somewhere. I design all of the, like, logos and put all the, like, titles on, but do I know any of them? No.
Literally not one thing. But we did also just hit 10, so we're in the double digits now. We hit 10 episodes.
Yeah, this will be episode 11.
Wow, look at us.
So
I love us so bad.
What I really wanted to, let's just dive in. So what I really wanted to talk about was I recently saw a post, and it was basically if you guys don't know, they made that Marilyn Monroe documentary. I think it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary's seen it. I haven't actually seen it yet because I don't want to. Not that I'm overly
sensitive. It's rough.
Right. Not that I'm overly sensitive to any of the material like in it, but just that I don't like digesting stuff that is a waste of time, if that makes sense. Like I honestly, I don't know if it's worth me watching, like the trouble it would bother me. Like, is it worth the commentary? But I do just want to... I want to speak on it a little bit, not really on the movie or review or anything since I haven't seen it, but just this post I saw. It was basically someone who worked on it. I don't know if it was the director. I don't know if it's producer. It sounds like I've done no research, but this isn't really the point of the argument. So I'm just going to like use this as a starting point, and then I'm going to develop what I have to actually say.
Okay.
It was basically in defense of the documentary, which obviously got slated and just completely bashed. So it's basically in defense of the Marilyn Monroe biopic, I would say. And it basically said, oh, people in the modern day want to make Marilyn Monroe something she isn't, like use her image as a almost feminist figure when that wasn't what she represented or how she really thought about certain topics, blah, blah, blah. It was basically people want Marilyn Monroe to feel like modern, like all this stuff that she isn't, and people are mad at our biopic because it shows the real Marilyn is realistic and shows like harsh topics, which is a complete I think misinterpretation of why people were upset. And I just wanted to compare how like obviously the Elvis biopic did it successfully and could represent Elvis in a realistic way without modernizing him. I really don't think they tried to make him acceptable or tried to make him like up to modern standards in a non-realistic way. Like, I don't think they changed him or used him as a vehicle for storytelling, which is clearly what the Marilyn Monroe biopic was accused of doing. Like, it was very pornographic from what I heard. I mean, you
well,
did
yeah
watch.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, girl, what story was there? Was no story there other than like the fact that like Marilyn Monroe in this film had like one emotion, and that was crying or like frustrated the whole time. And it was literally like porn. It was like I left that knowing absolutely nothing about Marilyn Monroe other than the fact that she deserves better and she's not getting it. Like the way that people have the audacity, and we just talked about this in the other episode too, about like owning an image or whatever, which is like EPE, like very protective over Elvis's image, blah blah blah. But then like the other extreme is like Marilyn Monroe and like what people will do with her image. Like, girl, can we just learn about her as a person? Because at the end of the day, girl, everybody, like the image of like Hollywood or the image of stardom, it's not the person. That's not, it doesn't exist. Like, I want to know who Elvis was as a person. I want to know who Marilyn Monroe was as a person. I want to see how Hollywood changed the person, not like the image that we are. I already know the image of Marilyn Monroe. I don't need that again and again and again and again. I already know who that is. I want to know who she was as a person.
Right, I think the point, I see what they were saying almost if as okay, so I see what they meant as in like she has been interpreted so many times as this icon of right, like sexual openness and almost a feminist figure, you know what I mean? Like a modern girl power movement type person, which I don't know enough about her to know if she really was like representative of that in herself in her time. And there's a lot of like things like quotes she's attributed to that she'd never said and things like that. But that's with any icon. But I think the point really was missed was that people were upset that it just showed her again as a stereotype, which was being used sexually and like you said, nothing more. It was a sexual film, and I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with a film being sexual, but it was a one-dimensional porn fetish thing about Marilyn Monroe. And honestly, if you want to tell a story about women being used by Hollywood, sexually exploited, that's fine and that's valid and it's true, but don't use
Yeah, I
Marilyn
was just
Monroe
about to say that.
as your vehicle to tell that story because she also has other things happening. And I get the point of making a movie about one theme and sticking to it, right? They're like, they clearly didn't want to tell her story. They wanted to tell a one side account of how they feel about her. Clearly, it was a fetishized piece, I think, and honestly traumatizing. The things I've heard about it, I might as well have watched it because of the way I feel about it is just like really shock value.
Absolutely.
Very male gaze type of pandering to like a sexual audience, but also like
It
in a
was
bad
it,
way.
like it, within the first like within like the first, I don't even know, maybe 3, 5 minutes of the movie, she was already bent over a desk. Like she was
Right.
already, it was already that, like right
And
off the bat.
honestly, if that did happen to her, which I don't doubt it did, she was a very exploited in her time and never seen as like a real person, always seen as an object. And maybe what the this is what the film was trying to say, but it still didn't counter that point. It's saying she's an object, but it's also saying, yeah, we see her as an object too. It doesn't take that idea and turn it on its head and humanize her. It doesn't. It shows her as an object and nothing more, which is already what people see her as. So it's not a new take. It's not fresh. It's not interesting. And it most certainly isn't, an interesting or realistic take because we all know everyone is multidimensional and icons are no exception. And I do want to get into a little bit why I'm talking about this. And recently I went to London and I saw a storefront. It wasn't an ad campaign, it was a physical storefront in a window. And I don't know the brand's name and I wouldn't say it if I did, but it was basically it was a sex shop, but it was a legit one. It wasn't like an unlicensed, one person ran, it wasn't a small business. It was a big brand name. It was a company. And they have done essentially a dildo ex Marilyn Monroe or like a sex toy or whatever it is, and like slapped her face on it. Which, first of all, okay, what? But second of all, I think that is so insulting. And I'm in no way against sex toys, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that you could put Marilyn Monroe on, who is dead, but also has nothing to do, like, her brand, her as a person, I don't think she ever associated herself with that explicitly. And even if she did, what are we doing? Like, I don't think she did. And I know she didn't.
We were talking about this a little bit beforehand, and it was like, I said, like, if you talk to anybody who is seen as, like, a sex idol or, like, you know, sexual, seen in the public eye as a sexual icon or whatever, it's like, no, count one person that is, like, comfortable with that image of themselves and, like, the media. Like, they almost never, like, relate to it. They're never comfortable with it. And, like, the fact that, like, that is her image still, like, in 2022, that's when people say Marilyn Monroe, unless you're, like, an enthusiast and you, like, know all there is to know about her and you know all this history about her, unfortunately, that's kind of all America knows, or anybody knows, honestly, about Marilyn Monroe. And that's the same thing for Elvis. And, like, it's that thing where it's, like, icons and celebrities, like, you forget that they're literally people, they're human beings, and it's, like, their brand... their image becomes them, even if it's not them. It's crazy and it's so messed up.
Yeah, and the joke is these people think they're being progressive, right? They think that, oh, she's sexually free and that's positive, which, yeah, it is positive, but also she never asked to be associated with something that, let's be honest, it's not like a chocolate bar. Like I said, Audrey Hepburn was used after she died in Galaxy chocolate ads, and there was a huge... It was a huge advert. It wasn't controversial, but it was just a huge, like, really, really notable advert that year. And if you don't know what I mean, look it up. It was like, it looked really cool. Real, like, at the time, like, the CGI of it all. It was really high budget. It looked really, like, advanced.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Like, you can whack someone's face on a chocolate bar, and it might have nothing to do with her brand. I don't know if she eats fucking chocolate. I don't know if that's one of her things. But. Yeah. It doesn't harm her brand. It doesn't make her seem a certain way. It is innocent. Whereas this, you think you're being progressive in like, oh, well, she's just free. No, she didn't go around like advertising dildos in her spare time. And like, who's allowing this? Like, I know EPE, like Elvis has a company behind him, but they use his image all the time for stuff that I don't necessarily know he would have wanted. But like, there has to be the equivalent for Marilyn Monroe, but like, clearly they will just do anything to like, again, perpetuate this idea that she is just like, just a sex object. And I think where this is done successfully, again, with the Audrey Hepburn, but also like, more relevant to a brand would be like Amy Winehouse, right? So obviously revered, loved icon. She was really well known for her makeup style she did. She used to wear really thick black eyeliner and that red lip and that like beauty mark and things like that. And they've recently come out with like a makeup palette, like with all her signature, like the ingredients to create that, like a pencil and a lipstick, whatever.
Right.
So I think that is successful because it's coherent with her brand, right? It makes sense. Yes. Like, that is something she, if she was alive, she would maybe put out. You know what I mean? And with the Audrey Hepburn thing, it's like, that was sort of a love letter to Audrey Hepburn. It was, like, about her being beautiful and about her being eternal and, like, bringing her back in a way. It was almost like, oh, my God, Audrey. But this with Marilyn Monroe, I mean, I don't know how popular this is, like, but I think, how dare you? Like, I don't think that's okay.
But it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Audrey Hepburn, like, that's her brand. Like, Amy Winehouse, that's her brand. But, like, when you think of Marilyn Monroe, unfortunately, and, like, so ashamedly, that is her brand. Like, sex is Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. When you think about Marilyn Monroe, you think about that. And it's like, girl, it's so unfortunate. Because, like, it goes for literally everybody. Every single person who's a celebrity has this, like, image that people like have of them in their heads that's like the furthest thing from who they actually are. Like Elvis has one, Audrey Hepburn had, like everybody has one, but like hers unfortunately was when she was living and is still like she's an object, girl. She's a sex object. And it's like, what? Like I said this to you too, I was like, thank God for Baz Luhrmann and what he did with this movie, because our biopic could have been Blonde. It could have been just like the Marilyn Monroe thing where it's like, literally, I kid you not, like, the first maybe, like, half hour of it was, like, her as a kid and being abused by her mom and everything like that, which was, like, okay, period. Like, if this all really happened and, like, she had a very traumatic childhood and, like, I'm interested to see how this, like, influenced her as she grew older. And then, like, jumped from her as like an 8-year-old girl to her getting literally like assaulted over a desk in the next scene, like completely skipped like a whole chunk of time that gave you no context. And just like, it really showed like what the director and what the people who made the movie valued about her story. And girl, it was nothing. Like, thank God that we got like the Elvis was a human too side of the story, and not just like, oh, Elvis took drugs, king of rock and roll, died on the toilet. Like,
I think we all could have made, and it would have been so easy to make an Elvis movie about sex, drugs, and rock and roll and corrupt, you know, quote unquote negative topics, right? Like, whatever. And it's like, there's no light without darkness, right? Like, everyone's life has ups and downs, but like, it just sounds like torture porn, honestly, with this Marilyn
Monroe.
That's
what it was like watching it. That's literally what it was like watching it.
It really sounds like the vilest viewing experience for no reason. Like, what do you gain from doing that? Like, it is just shock value, and it is just like, whatever. You're just sensationalizing and sexualizing her once again. Like, and it is, mm-hmm. I think it is a form of like, you're abusing her image, you're abusing her character. And again, like, it all comes back to how icons are truly like dehumanized again and again and again. Like, we've talked about Elvis is the butt of so many jokes and things like that, mm-hmm. where honestly I think he should be respected as a historical figure, not an icon. I truly have come to really dislike that word in general. Like, oh, 50s icon. It's like, no, like, would you say that about like Shakespeare? Oh, playwright icon. Like, no, like,
literally
respect, like, put some respect. And I understand, like, obviously icon is just a term, but when you really deep it, and that's what we're deeping, like, no one's putting Shakespeare on a fucking vibrator and selling it to your mom. Like, no, like, these are people who are more respected than that.
Literally, like, literally.
I mean, not to say there's no jokes about Shakespeare, I'm just using him as like a random example. But I feel like if you're in pop culture, especially, and you are an artist, be that an actress, a singer, whatever, even in modern days, look at like Britney Spears and how she's been like taken advantage of for her whole life and like completely misused and just like, like, your image is truly out of your own control. And that's what's scary, is like, once you, even while he was alive, and I'm sure Marilyn Monroe too, they are not in control of what gets sold with their face on, what gets associated, what gets, you know, acclaimed to them. But I think it's worse in death, because these are things that last, like products sold and associated with your name. Like, I know Elvis has been used, at least in America and here too, for like pizzas, burgers, like cars, like, and that's one thing. Like, that's, and a lot of his songs are often used, but I think that's different than using like his face or his likeness or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just, we need to take more care of these people or something. Like, there needs to be some sort of way to preserve them as historical people and just not like these jokes or these like vehicles of telling horrible like stories. Yeah.
Well, I made a video a while ago about like Henry Ford, and like, not about Henry Ford, but like how like Elvis is comparable to Henry Ford in the fact that like he has changed history. Like, he's impacted the world in a way where it has changed because of him.
Right.
Like, and not just like what we usually say, like about his like personality and that he's like touched people's hearts and things like that. Like, that's all very true. But like, with like his music and his talent, he has changed like the music industry. He's impacted history forever. And so he should be looked at as a historical figure, and he should be given that level of respect. And somebody who also talks about this really, really like, tactfully and gracefully is Sally Odell. And like, in her book, she touches on it a little bit, but she's done a couple interviews and stuff where she like really puts into words like how he should be viewed as a historical mm-hmm. figure. But it's like we were just talking about this tonight too, but it's like, when people make jokes about like the way he died, like his tragic death and the way that he died, girl, passed away, it's like they aren't given any respect at all. And I feel like it's because people, again, going back to the image, they cannot see past the image. It's like, oh, well, they're not a real person. They're just that image that we have of them. So it's like almost okay for people to like say these things. But then we were talking about tonight too, like, you have to remember, like, even if you don't know them, we don't know Elvis, we don't know Marilyn Monroe, blah, blah, blah. But there are people out there in the world who do. Like, Elvis's family is still alive, girl. His, like, grandkids, his, like, child, all of that stuff. Like, he's a human being who's, like, done human being things. Like, he's had a family, he's had a career, he's, like, had a house, like, he's done all this stuff, but he just happens to be
literally,
like, talented on top of it. So it's like, girl, at the end of the day, he's still just a human being that was really good at singing, and Marilyn Monroe was just a human being that was, like, really pretty, and, like, Audrey Hepburn was a human being who was really good at acting. It's like, girl, they're just people. Like, why doesn't the respect apply to them as well? Why is it okay to make fun of how that person died, but you wouldn't say that about your mom or your grandma or yourself? Or, like, where's the line?
Right. I really agree. And I honestly think it comes back to, I mean, I'm the least sensitive person, Mary knows this, but honestly, I think it comes back to a lot of people losing their touch and with innocence, and, like, things are allowed to just be. You don't need to put a label on every little thing and say, well, that's inappropriate, or that's, like, oh, you're canceled. Like, stop. Yes. It's so, I don't know how to explain it.
Girl, well, we were just talking about this too. Sorry, we, like, have all these conversations outside the podcast, but, like, we were talking about how I saw this clip on TikTok, and it was this girl watching the scene from Harum Scarum where he's dancing with a little girl, and, like, the lyrics were like, I want to take you home with me, like, I want you for my very own, that kind of thing. And, like, girl, when I tell you that I have watched these Elvis movies since I've been 5, like, 4 years old, very little, not once have I ever found it problematic that he was, like, dancing with a little girl or singing with, like, was he kissing her, girl? No. Why are you making everything, like, oh, did he say that to Priscilla when he married her as a pedophile? Like, girl, you are the issue. You need to let things be. Like, I don't know.
And side note, Elvis did not write these movies or these songs. So what are we even talking about? Like, that's still irrelevant. But also, I don't think any of these co-actors were uncomfortable either. Like,
talk to the children that he played with. I literally have, and they loved him. Like, what are you talking about?
Is her name, what's her name? Vicky Two, who...
Vicky Two happened at the World's Fair.
So she's the little girl, and she's a great actress in that. I honestly think she steals the show. Yeah. I mean, she's his main co-star in that. I think she has more screen time and more, like, lines than the actual love interest in the movie. Like, mm-hmm. she is Elvis's second co-star in that movie, and she does a great job. So, you know, they spent a lot of time together, and there's beautiful stories and photos of them behind the scenes. And honestly, just, again, like you said, taking care of them like a brother would, or just, like, being caring. And again, innocent. What is all this, like, you can't, like, even today, like, the stigma of, like, oh, he's a man, like, with children, like, girl, what do you mean? And it's so disarming and so random that people could, their minds just go to the darkest places, and it makes me uncomfortable sometimes. I'm like, why are you assuming that about everybody? Like, I know the world is a dark place, but honestly, we have to be considerate of these people, because, like you said, these people have families. You can't just go accusing people. First of all, no proof and no fucking nothing to back you. No validity to the argument anyways.
Literally.
No, like, there's no victims. There's no nothing that have, like, said anything. So what are we talking about? Like, this is to go for anybody who's been accused and, like, it didn't happen to. I'm not saying been accused as in someone's come forward. That's different. But people who are literally just innocently being seen with children, again, like, in movies, but they're not bumping into kids, like, what, the
literally
that, like, professionals in a movie, like, acting. And second of all, I brought this up to Mary too, but David Bowie has a great lyric in, I think it's in Young American, and he says something like, I don't know the exact lyric, I'm sorry, I love David Bowie though, but the lyric is literally like, why can't I hug a child, you know, without being judged? Like, since when is this like inappropriate? He basically says something like that, and it's so true, because I mean, that was the 70s, like, and you think about it now, it's so easy to offend people or make people jump to these random conclusions with fully no backing. And it's like, you can't just watch, like, an old movie, first of all, from the 60s, and then be like, oh, you think that he was a weirdo? Like, no, girl.
Well, it is kind of like, I get it, like, it's sad that, like, we do have to be so wary of, like, that stuff now, because so much has happened. I get that. But that also doesn't mean, and not to be that person, but it doesn't mean that, like, every single person has done that. Like, every single guy that's seen in a scene with a little kid is not a pedophile. Can you please sit
100%.
Down? Like, it's, I get it that, like, horrible stuff has happened. And yes, like, the Hollywood, like, industry is, like, messed up and everything. But it's like, girl, if you knew, and that's the thing. Oh my gosh, that's the thing. Because her, the girl on TikTok, her caption was like, the more I learn about Elvis, the more, like, you know, the more, like, red flag he is. I'm like, girl, that is so ironic that you say that, because the more that you learn, you're not learning anything. So don't sit here and say that the more I learn about Elvis, you're not doing anything to learn about him. Because if you were learning about him, you would know right off the bat that that was not who he was. If you're all you're doing is, like, conversing with people on TikTok, that's not learning, girl. That's
and
not,
I mean,
research.
In most Elvis films, I'd say there's a lot of children, or there's at least one child co-star, just because Elvis movies were all similar, right? You got to think, like, this formula. They clearly thought, okay, Elvis is not a biological father, but a father figure is what people like to see, like, as he's getting older, and, like, seeing him as a husband figure and things like that. Like, you know, just obviously things you do when he got a bit older. I think in the early films, not so much, but definitely, like, think Paradise Hawaii and Soul, there's a little girl in that, or, like, even Fun in Acapulco, there's a kid in that. Like,
there's a little boy. Change of habit.
Exactly. It's just that era. And also, there's a bunch of kids in fucking every movie ever. Like, kids are people. Like, what are we doing? I'm like, Home Alone. I just thought Navy films. Annie, Oliver Twist. Like,
there's kids in every movie, girl. Like, girl.
Girl, but exactly. But anyways, as I was saying, if you really, like, spoke to these kids, I don't really speak to them, but, like, looked into it. I mean, the girl who was with Elvis in Paradise One Star, I don't know her name, but she said, I had a great time. Like, he was, like, my dad on set. He was so sweet. Yeah. March of Dimes, which was specifically, like, aimed towards helping children with disabilities at the time. That girl with leukemia, that girl with blindness. Well, like, if you actually spoke to children he interacted with, it's like,
girl.
It's like, if you actually spoke to people of color he interacted with, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know what it is? It's people since who didn't meet Elvis, didn't meet anyone who ever met Elvis.
Who are pulling stuff out of their butts.
Who are just saying, well, he punched my nan in the face. Like, girl, what do you mean?
No, but that is, like, that is the world we live in, girl. Like, people, like, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, it's the same thing with racist stuff. If you would just literally pull up, there's a whole website, there's an entire website of just quotes from Black artists talking about Elvis, pages upon pages. You could read it. You could literally read it.
You don't,
if you know how to read.
You don't even have to read it now. You just have to have actual ears, because, girl, if you watch the Baz Luhrmann movie, or eyes and subtitles, watch the Baz Luhrmann movie, or listen to our episode about it.
No, literally, that's the thing, though. That's the thing, though, because people will be out here like, the more I learn, girl, you aren't learning. Maybe instead of, like, listening to the song that Elvis didn't even write himself, that was made for a corny 60s rom-com, that's like, hey, little girl, instead of listening to the lyrics and be like, well, that's suspicious, you could literally just look up an interview from the child and read her own words that said, oh, Elvis was literally, like, a father figure to me, girl.
Right. But also, on top of that, freaking, what was she doing? Like, I'm so,
we're getting off, we love these short episodes, like, girl, please,
literally, but there's just no innocence. Like, you just won't let people be like, what? So the next time I see him with a dog, I'm gonna be like, bestiality, like, what?
No.
Just talking shit. So we're just talking shit. Like, first of all, like,
it's,
you said,
anything. It's anything for the shock value. It's anything for the shock value.
I also want to go back to the lyrics. Like, you said, hey, little girl, you still look good to me. Okay. That song does not slap anyway, so I don't even care. But the tea is, in the fifth, if you think about it, in the, Elvis is an, as I said earlier, icon of the 50s, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's look at the 50s. Every single song in the 50s is like, baby girl, you're sweet 16, I wanna take you home with me. Like,
literally.
Obviously, nowadays, that's a bit like, ooh, what are we doing? But honestly, back then, again, it's innocent. Like, why are we making it so?
No, you know what it's for, though. You know what it's for, though. Shut up, because I'm about to put you all down. Oh, but it's like, it's for the girls who are 16, girl. Good night. It's
exactly
for the girls who are 16. It's for the little girls who go to see the Elvis movies and see him singing to a little girl, calling her cute and pretty. And then they are like, oh, Elvis would think I'm cute. Like, in an innocent way, because that was me. That was me as a little girl, like, seeing Elvis sing to a little girl, I'm like, oh, so he doesn't just sing to like grown adults. Like, he would sing to me and he would have fun with me. It's for you, girl. It's for the people who are turning 16 on their birthday. It's for like sweet 16. It's for you. It's not for the men, girl. It's for you.
Exactly. It's for the audience it was made for, which was primarily teenage girls, which, hello. And also, I was just thinking, you just said that perfectly. And I remember, I mean, side note, but like, yeah. Complete tangent, but I remember I obviously loved Angela Lansbury. If you know me, I was heartbroken when she passed away. I love her, right? I love everything she's ever been in. I couldn't love her more.
Fangirl.
I am a fangirl. I have an autograph, so I fully am. But I remember as a kid, I watched her in this film that no one's fucking seen, but it's Mrs. Santa Claus, which if you dare tell me you've seen it, you're lying, because you haven't.
I haven't. We should watch it, though, for Christmas.
I love it. It's one of my favorites. But it's anyway, I'm not going to get into it. Don't let me get into it. I love that. But Angela Lansbury, she's in that, and she's in that with a little girl. There's a little, like, I think she's like 10 or in it. But when I would watch that, I would be like so jealous of this girl, right? I was like, I want to be her. I love her. And guess what? It's not sexual, because I'm not sexually attracted to Angela Lansbury. I just like her. I just really idolized her. I loved her. And I saw myself in that movie because I was like, oh my God, that's me. Like, I would imagine that's me. And I loved it. So that's exactly a great point you made, Mary. Like, they are just putting themselves in that mindset of like, oh my God, that's me, like, lol, it's not real, it didn't really happen, Elvis wasn't really in prison in Jailhouse Rock, like,
literally. If you watch Harum Scarum, his main love interest isn't the little girl queen, it's just like a filler song where he's being cute with this little girl because she's literally homeless. Like, girl, I don't know what you want from me, but it's giving Princess Diaries when like the little homeless children are on the street and Princess Mia gets off the carriage and she's like waving to them and like telling them they look beautiful and letting them walk with her. It's giving that. And just because he's a guy doesn't mean it's automatically creepy and like gross, and people can argue against that, but like, if you knew Elvis Presley, girl, which you literally do not if you're making these comments, if you knew him, you wouldn't give it a single thought, because girl
what about when you freaking watch, like, I don't know, Tom Hanks in anything where he's with kids, or like anybody, I don't want to call Tom Hanks out, but freaking what about when you watch a Disney movie, are you like, oh, Walt Disney's making films about kids, like, what are we doing?
Like, what,
so silly,
it's 'cause they're four kids, like, I can't do it, I can't do it, like, because when I was little I've been an Elvis girly my whole life. Like I said, like 5 years old, my mom was putting on the Elvis movies for me. And my favorites back then are very different from my favorites now, because I liked, like, I loved World's Fair because there was a little girl in it. I loved, give me another one with a little girl. I loved, like,
I don't know. Now we're put on the spot.
Now we're put on the spot.
A ton of them.
I love Change of Habit because there was a little girl. I loved, like, the ones where he had the scenes with the kids.
To me, it shows Elvis as a caring character. Like, obviously, they were put in there to show Elvis, like you said, as, like, to make people comfortable and, like, also to cater to them. But, like, literally to make the character, to easily show the character as a likable person, right? Someone who likes kids. It's a very, like, lazy storytelling tactic, but it worked. Like,
but it worked, girl, because when I was little, I wasn't sexually attracted to Elvis. When I was 5 years old, I wasn't like, yes, marry me. Like, I was like, oh, I want to play a game with him. Like, showing him playing with kids.
He's cool.
Exactly. That's why I liked Elvis from such a young age, because I saw him interacting with kids my age and all this other stuff. Not because he was kissing girls on screen, girl. They had something for everybody.
Elvis is for everybody.
Period. Pull that album out right now.
But people are wild in Elba. I love us.
I love us too. And honestly, we popped.
We popped, we slayed, we ate, we slayed. Yeah, get that outro.
Yes. Wait, I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Wait, we cannot end it that abruptly.
No, we did.
But no, anyway, say goodnight to everyone.
Goodnight. Or anyway, go Wild in the Country, go watch.
Period. Your favorite.
I really want to rewatch G.I. Blues. There's a baby in that.
Me too. Can we watch that literally right now? I'm down.
We could do an episode about a commentary on G.I. Blues right now. We won't.
Maggie really wants to do a commentary episode. Tell us if you guys would like that.
Tell us what film you want us to commentate.
Yeah, I'm ready to do that. I think that would be really fun.
So it would be basically you guys would just hit play on the movie at the same time as us. We wouldn't hear the audio. Obviously, we get I don't know if we get copyrighted actually, but the songs are in it and stuff. We don't want to distract. But if you guys hit play on the DVD at the same time and we watched a movie together and we all talked over it, like, I'm really sorry. If you know me, I do not stay silent.
If you know, you know. No, but
But
I
the
think that'd
girls
be
who get it.
fun. The girls who get it, get it, and the girls who don't, do not.
It's actually so true. Me when I watch Elvis chilling with Raul in Fun in Acapulco.
You're done. Thank you guys for listening and
See you next
say
time.
it. No, until we meet again.
May God bless you.
Adios.
Adios. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.